Hi, welcome to the Mr. Brown Show. I'm Mr. Brown.
Hi, this is Ivan.
And this is Mark. Well, guys, you know, the town councils also kena from a financial crisis, you know.
Which one?
The Lehman Brothers, oh.
Oh, you?
Yeah, they all got exposed, you know.
Wow. The town councils exposed themselves, ah.
Good evening and welcome to Hard On, the hardest hitting investigative news program on Kampung News Network. Tonight, Ului or Bolui? Is the town council running a sinking fund or a sinking ship? We look at how exposed town council funds are to failed Lehman Brothers financial products. With me tonight is chairman of the town council investing other people's money department, member of parliament, Dr. Teo Aero.
Thank you for having me on your show. And to answer your question, town council funds are safe.
I haven't really asked you a question yet, Mr. Teo.
Right, but I just wanted to, reassure viewers.
I think the question on everybody's mind is, just how much did the town councils lose in failed structured products?
I am glad you asked that question. And the answer is, PAP town councils have not mismanaged public funds.
Yes, but how much did town councils lose?
PAP town councils are financially secure.
Okay, but how much did town councils lose?
Town councils have been prudent because they understand their responsibility to residents.
Perhaps we can go on location to hear what residents want to ask Mr. Teo. Mr. Tan, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. And what I want to know from this MP is how much money did the town council lose, huh?
I am glad the resident asked such a relevant question. I want to let Mr. Tan know that over the last 6 years, town council investments have yielded an average 3% rate of return annually.
Walao eh! This kind of answer also can, ah!
Thank you, Mr. Tan. Dr. Teo, we heard that 8 town councils invested some $16 million in failed Lehman Brothers financial products. Have we lost all that money?
How you know? Who told you? Give me their names. Where do they live?
We are not at liberty to reveal this. However, here is a question from Pasir Ris resident, Mr. Ahmad.
Yes, I want to know from the MP how much my town council lost. You call it sinking fund. That's why the money cannot sink in the longkang, is it?
Thank you, Mr. Ahmad, for that question. According to my Pasir Ris Town Council, only $4 million have been invested in failed structured products.
Siala, $4 million? $4 million can buy 2 million packet of nasi lemak, you know?
That is a lot of nasi lemak, Dr. Teo.
Don't worry. Nobody's ikan bilis is in danger. My reports tell me that around half the amount has not been written off. Our $4 million investment still has a residual value of $2 million.
So we still got $2 million left, huh?
On paper, yes. But I am not sure if the $2 million can be recovered.
So actually, all the $4 million is habis lah.
Let's move on. Going forward, the town councils will listen to what the residents prefer.
So now is my problem lah.
Dr. Teo, I think what the residents really want from you is some clarity on the matter. What say you?
Let's put it all into perspective. We invest for the long term. Over 100 years, what is a few million dollars? It is the peanuts in your nasi lemak.
The Mr. Brown Show is a podcast for MrBrownShow.com and it is not exposed to any failed financial structured products.